You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, very good morning, boys and girls. It is, what do we say? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 30th of August. And just adding a little thing in there. I know it's better than coffee, but I tell you what, we wouldn't survive without it. Let's take a look, shall we? A couple of people with birthdays, or would have had birthdays on today's date, the 30th of August. Samuel Whitbread, he was born in 1720. Now, he was an English brewer and a Member of Parliament. In 1742, he established a brewery that in 1799 became Whitbread and Company Limited, which today is a global hotel, apparently. A coffee shop and restaurant company headquartered in the United Kingdom. I remember where it was in London, right there in central London, in the city, in actual fact. And, yeah, they used to have these great big dray horses coming around with the carts with all the beer on. Lovely. Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, born on this day, 1797, a British-born novelist, short story writer, dramatist, essayist, biographer, and travel writer. Now, you know the story she's best known for, don't you? Her gothic novel, which was Frankenstein.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, they walk on. Checks his back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, let's say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Oh,
George Cougar Mellencamp, and that is Jack and Diane. Mind you, listening to the lyrics of that song, you would have thought that it was perhaps called Life Goes On, wasn't it? Well, this one is called that. Comes from Noah and the Whale, LifeGoesOn. If you've woken up and your eyes are open, yes, life goes on.
Lisa likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said, LifeGoesOn. You got more than money and sense, my friends. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. Like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case, but his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, LifeGoesOn. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. LifeGoesOn. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Said to fight to make ends meet, keep some man up on his feet. Holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Looking for a lead, it is duty to a king or to a queen, protecting what he feels right, fight against wrong and right. There's no prophet in this age, honest men know that revenge does not deceive. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round.
And so true, takes so many people. And isn't it nice we're all different too? Mind you, as I would tell people, said if we were all the same, we'd all be listening to The Breakfast Show, wouldn't we? Which wouldn't be such a bad thing. Anyway, if you're listening with us this morning, thank you so much. We know you've got plenty you can be doing with your time. If you're spending some with us, if we're keeping you company, well, thank you very much. What have we got? Yasmin, God bless. Yasmin is still not too good. She's not feeling so good. And she's got this, she says it's a sort of virus which is running around. In actual fact, if you remember, Andreas wasn't able to join us last week because he wasn't feeling too good. However, I have it on good, I have some good information. I hope that he's going to be joining us in the second hour this morning in the 8 o'clock hour talking about movies. Not sure what he's seen yet, but when I do know, I will tell you. What we're going to do right now, because the time is 15 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to have a shower. There we go. I've got a nice one in the shower this morning. You'll recognise it, but this is a little bit of a sort of remixed version. It's featuring Olidom Remix. Of course, it's Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Israel, I love you.
That was nice, wasn't it? Harusalema in the shower this morning. Time-wise, we're 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. And out you get and off you go on your way to where it is you're going today. By the way, don't forget, you can always chat with us here on The Breakfast Show. On my screen in front of me here, we've got WhatsApp. The number is 677-18822. Nice, easy one. 677-18822. So nice they gave us that one. It's so easy for me. 677-18822. You're always welcome. Drop us a line. Quick good mornings to Renee, to Paul. Paul Dixon, he sent me a picture this morning wearing his Breakfast Show t-shirt there in Bulgaria where he's on vacation. He says this is the last full day. But reading about the chaos in the United Kingdom with the flight situation because something broke down. It says here, British travellers left stranded by the air traffic control disruption are being denied any compensation, reported the Daily Mail. Passengers have been warned that they face waiting 10 days for a flight home, while others have been forced to sleep on makeshift beds laid out on airport floors. Don't you just love travelling, really? I do, anyway. This is Love and Rockets. So Alive.
My head is full of mad. top again. Baby, that's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
That's it, Love and Rockets, and I'm Alive. Oh, great, isn't it? Being alive, that is. And good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. It's been quite hot out there. And, of course, Renee's had problems with air conditioning. I don't know whether you're still in the hotel at the moment or not. Anyway, good morning, she says. Happy hump day. And nothing to report. Just looking forward to the air conditioning installation on Saturday. The landlord's putting in 3 air conditioners, apparently. We asked if I could play a piece of music. I'll do that in a second. She does ask, is COVID ramping up in Panama? It is in the United States. My best friend since we were 12 years old went to a wedding last weekend, where the sister of the bride ended up testing positive for COVID. My friend tested positive yesterday as well, as the bride and several other guests family members at the wedding. Gosh, the bride and groom got it. How terrible. Have to stay in bed. They're all okay, though, just with a scratchy throat, a cough, and tired. Now, funny you should mention that, because I watched an interview on the BBC, I think it was yesterday or the day before, with Dr. Fauci up in the United States about the new strain of COVID. And he did say that, well, you know, if you have had your immunization for your previous immunizations, it shouldn't be too bad, probably just like Renee was saying. And there will be an injection available later in September, which will cover this anyway. But if you've had your jabs, you should be all right. You might get a little bit of it. He said it's not going to be anything like what we suffered before. So, you know, don't worry. Just try and stay away from other people. If you're in a crowded place and you feel like wearing a mask, do so. All right. And you go on to say here, Renee says, sorry to hear Yasmin isn't feeling well, and wishing her a speedy recovery. Yeah, she was certainly not well yesterday. Got a funny feeling. She said she isn't feeling well today. It might have something to do with Andreas coming in. I'm not really sure. Anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Comes from Three Dog Night, and it's called One.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
It is just called One, and that is Three Dog Night. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
En Albrook Car Service Express.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Well, the time on the Breakfast Show, 29.5 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Military officers in oil-producing Gabon said that they had seized power on Wednesday and had put President Ali Bongo under house arrest after the Central African States election body announced that he had won a third term. In an overnight television announcement, a dozen senior officers declared the election results were cancelled. Borders were closed and state institutions were dissolved. And they said that they represented all Gabon's security and defence forces. Hundreds of people took to the streets of the capital, Libreville, to celebrate in the morning following the overnight announcement, which appeared to have been filmed from the presidential palace, according to television images. Ukrainian drones struck targets in at least six regions deep within Russia on Wednesday, including an airfield where they destroyed military transport planes, in one of the broadest follies yet of Kiev's campaign to turn the tables on Moscow. Russian officials described attacks on targets in the Pskov, Biransk, Kaluga, Orlov, Ryazan and Moscow regions. The Russian Foreign Ministry said that the attacks would not go unpunished and could not have reached so far into Russian territory without Western help. And the Kremlin said on Wednesday that the investigations were considering the possibility now that the plane carrying mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was downed on purpose, the first explicit acknowledgement that he may have been assassinated. Russia has informed Brazil's aircraft investigation authority that it will not probe the crash of the Brazilian-made Embraer jet that killed Yevgeny Prigozhin under international rules at the moment. The Brazilian agency told Reuters on Tuesday Prigozhin and two top lieutenants of his Wagner group and four bodyguards were among 10 people who died when the Embraer Legacy 600 crashed north of Moscow last week. Brazil's Center for Research and Prevention of Aeronautical Accidents, in the interests of improving aviation safety, had said it would join a Russian-led investigation if it were invited and the probe held under international rules. Millions of Florida residents secured boats and properties and fled to higher ground on Wednesday as Idalia intensified to an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane and threatened a direct hit on the state's Big Bend region. As Idalia drew strength from the Gulf of Mexico's warm open waters, at least 28 of Florida's 67 counties were under mandatory evacuation orders, and residents on the Gulf Coast prepared to face fierce winds, torrential rain and surging seawater from the storm. A United States judge on Wednesday will consider whether to impose the steepest sentence yet on two former leaders of the right-wing Proud Boys, convicted of seditious conspiracy and other crimes for the 6th of January 2021 assault on the Capitol by Donald Trump supporters. Prosecutors are asking U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly to sentence Enrique Tarrio, the group's former chairman, to 33 years in prison, and to sentence his co-defendant Ethan Nordine, another former leader, to 27 years. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo talked up American firms' desire to do business in China and her hopes for further engagement with Chinese officials on market access on Wednesday after earlier comments over China being uninvestable. Pasta lovers, well, brace yourselves. You've got to pay higher prices for your favorite dish as drought in Canada and bad weather in Europe damages crops of durum wheat and reduces supplies available to flour millers and food companies. Italy's government called a crisis meeting in May as prices for the staple food jumped by more than double the national inflation rate. Pediatricians and parents are calling for the United States to treat new high-caffeine energy drinks like alcohol and cigarettes and ban their sale to minors, as a single serving can contain as much caffeine as six Coca-Colas. Prime Energy, which launched this year, has 200 milligrams of caffeine with its 350 milliliter can, exceeding permissible caffeine levels in Canada, Australia and New Zealand. European shares, they struggled for direction on Wednesday as losses in utilities led by Denmark's Ørsted kept a lid on gains, while insurers rose on positive results from Prudential. The pan-European Stoxx 600 held steady at 460.1 points, having touched a near three-week high moments after the opening bell. UK's FTSE 100 outpaced regional peers, rising 0.4% as Prudential climbed 3.8% after the Asia-focused insurer posted a higher first-half operating profit. Oil prices, well, they extended gains on Wednesday after industry data showed a large draw in crude inventories in the United States, the world's biggest fuel consumer, and as a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico kept investors on edge. Brent crude futures for October, that rose by 42 cents, or 0.49% to $85.91 a barrel. That was by 7:48 Greenwich Mean Time. The October contract expires on Thursday, and the more active November contract was at $85.32. That's up 41 cents. There we go. That's it. There's our look. Some of the international news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Keeping an eye on the time. We are 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And there we go. I tell you what, I just want to get back to Renee because I thought this was really quite funny. First of all, she says, oh, by the way, yes, they're still in a hotel, only at night. It's too hot to sleep in our house. I spend the days at home with the dogs, though. Fans blowing and ice packs strapped to my body. Now, Lynn, I just want to go back to the, she mentioned this wedding in the States, where everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of the people got COVID during the course of the wedding. And I said, well, I hope the bride and groom didn't. They'd have to stay in bed. Renee's come back and said, the bride is 7 months pregnant. I didn't know you could catch that. It's interesting, really, isn't it? 7 months pregnant, she just got married. Here's a request from me to her.
Shotgun wedding, cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh, yeah. Yes, I have. For you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun. 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 Shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. You take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
Yeah, I suppose getting COVID's not as bad as being shot, is it? Couldn't resist it. Sorry about that. Funny enough, I mean, it's telling you, these, you know, music is like a little sort of sound bubble, isn't it? Or a memory bubble. And I can remember exactly listening to that track on the radio in a car that, it's when I was at RES Stanbridge, and one of our sergeants was giving me a lift back to Essex, to home. And I can remember the car to this day. I don't know if you know the Morris Minor, which was the equivalent the German Volkswagen in the UK. It was the same shape and design as the Morris Minor, but it was bigger. It looked something like somebody had sort of blown it up. Remember that so well. Here's a little trip let's go on vacation to Ichiku Park.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tears there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ha!
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
there we go. That's to take us back to about the same time as the other one. That's Ichiku Park. And that was released on the 4th of August in 1967 on Immediate Records. It was the song was the Small Faces' fifth top 10 song on the United United Kingdom singles chart, reaching a position number 3. Ichiku Park became the Small Faces' sole top 40 hit in the United States as well, and got to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1968. In Europe, on the continental Europe, it got to top 10 in several countries. And now the song has been actually covered by several other artists, most notably by the English band M People. That was in 1995. It was a dance rendition of the song, and that got to number 11 in the UK. By the way, the location and etymology of the titular park has long been debated, many claiming it to be Little Ilford Park in Manor Park in East London, Valentine's Park in Ilford, or Wanstead Flats in Wanstead, which is also in East London. Keep an eye on the time. We're 15 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Two great tracks in a row. We started off Touch Me All Night Long. That's from Kathy Dennis. This one, Love Will Keep Us Together. And that is Kim Wilde here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. Now, they've got over 30 years of experience, guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000, get control, low cost, and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website www.yoinvertiertobien.com. yoinvertiertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out here in space on such a timeless flight as this. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no. Just my job, 5 days a week. I'm a rocket man. I'm a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no.
Off of an album called The 1980s Recovered. Great version of John's Rocket Man, and that's from Heaven 17.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were so scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late to a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. pop stars still remained a myth, and ignorance could still be bliss. And when God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens, and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter in the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker. Record shops were still on top, and vinyl was all that they stopped, and the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick arounds, and footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care.
I always have to make a correction about this one. Sandy Thom there, and I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
And I can tell you for a fact, because I was around at the time, punk rockers did not have flowers in their hair. That was us lot, earlier on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 beneficiará una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high-quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. Summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
The time we had just done. take a lifetime to apologize when the one you love in front of your eyes. And I will fall to my knees like a fool if it's the only way of getting through. You see, if I think you are beautiful, someone else is gonna feel it too. So there's only one thing to do.
Two great tracks starting us off musically in this hour. We're down to 25 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to check in with Ingrid in just a second. And then when we come back, we've got Andres with us here in the studio. So we'll be seeing what's on at the movies. And apparently, looks like a good one. Right, I'll tell you what, let's see. Can we find Ingrid around anywhere? Let's have a look. There she is.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Wednesday, Humpity Hump Day, and I'm driving back to El Valle. We got the peeps on the plane, and they're passing their way to Houston and then on to, oh, my goodness, they're all over the place. Yep, indeed. Well, one beautiful thing about when family comes to visit is when family goes home from visit. I love them dearly. They are beautiful, wonderful people. But, man, oh, man, do you eat too much when family's around? Oh, yeah, let's try this. Oh, let's go eat there. Oh, let's not going to be doing that. Got to stop that. Hey, and I had just had a reminder. I found out that somebody from the Netherlands told me they knew me. We were sitting at this AMSOC table and these lovely couple had sat down. I'm like, hi, how are you doing? What's your name? And they asked me what my name is, and they go, well, we kind of know who you are. We listen to you every now and then. You're on the Jerry D show, aren't you? And I was like, oh my God, I was recognized. Oh, I love it. It made me feel so proud. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jerry. It was so nice. And they did say nice things about you and Yaz too. Mostly about Yaz. Sorry, Jerry. Anyway, so today is packing up and moving out, getting back to El Valle. Chelsea is staying at a friend's house, and I miss her so much. There's so much room in the bed, I felt like I could roll in the hay. And I had all this space in that bed. That was just way too big, especially when Chelsea's not there. And rumor has it, when I would talk to my friend out there in Las Uvas, that she keeps staring at the gate saying, where's my mommy, mommy? Where's my mommy, mommy? I know she's just wanting us to come pick her up and take her home and kiss her. We do have a lovely young man, about 12 years old, named Logan. Hey, Logan, shout out to you. I don't think you're old enough to listen to the radio. I don't even think you own a radio. You might, I don't know. Anyways, he's been taking care of our putty tats, feeding them twice a day, and I'm very proud. This young man is so responsible. He gives me faith in what's going to come next. All right, well, driving back. Y'all get off the road so the cook and I can get home without any incident. All right? And until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with, oh, my heart's a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened, the Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
There we go, Mr. Van Morrison and Brown Eyed Girl. And it's that time of the week. I mean, it's been nice. It's been, well, I shouldn't say nice. Poor Yasmin's not here. She's not feeling well. I've had the place to myself until now.
Thank God. When I came here, guys, it's like he was so depressed. Blinds were down. It was very dark. I had to come in, lift the blinds, bring in the sun, make it really nice and sunny and shiny in here. And what? You can see your happiness now.
What planet do you come from?
I don't know, man.
It is.
I like to tell a story. I like to create a picture.
Actually, Yaz is probably not even sick today.
She said,
oh no, Andres is in.
She called me crying this morning, super disappointed she wasn't here, crying.
No, that was when you told her you were coming in.
No, she was so sad she was not coming in, because she's going to miss me here, talking about great movies with you.
This is a short review today.
It is a short, because I'm going to go deep into every single little bit.
We'll get you out of here in 5 minutes.
This movie, by the way, made in a lab. For Jerry D.
Made in a lab.
In a lab for Jerry D. Like, somebody concocted this formula. Like, what would Jerry like? It was like fast cars, British accents, British hero. Like, every little thing. Here we go. Jerry D. Movie. Little box wrapped around with a little note that says, for Jerry. You see a beautiful picture?
I must admit, when I saw it, because it's called Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
I thought, wasn't that with, what's his name? The old
Clint.
Yes, Clint.
Your man, Clint.
Yes, and it was that was called, what's it?
Torino. Yeah, about an old guy. Get out of my lawn. So it's pretty much the movie.
But the car was
amazing.
Car was good.
Yeah.
The car was good.
But the movie is about an old guy.
He was older than the car, and he was older than the car, and it's saying something.
I think it's amazing that he keeps directing films. Absolutely.
No, good for him. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah. There's hope for me yet.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Plenty hope. Because I brought up the blinds. It's sunny now.
You did that? Like, how can you sit there and lie?
I would never lie. It's beneath me.
Luckily, we're not on the top floor. Lightning won't get down this far. But,
no.
You know, you want to...
I'm going to be struck.
You're going to be struck.
Smite. Smut. I don't know.
Smitten.
Smitten. No, no, I don't think
that's like if I liked you, yeah, exactly. I would be smitten. But
if you liked me, when you liked me.
Anyway, great to have you. Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo.
Because I hadn't heard of it, and it does look interesting.
Interesting enough, this movie is coming at the tail end of the summer season, with a huge actors and writer strike going on, and nobody really gave a lot to this movie. Let's be honest. Nobody put a lot of faith in this movie. Including me. There was not a lot of big marketing till the very end. There wasn't a lot of hype for the film. But when I saw who the director was, I was like, oh, keep an eye on that one. Because Neil Blomkamp, people might remember him from a movie called District 9, a long time ago. A movie about set in South Africa that he made with a very limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks fantastic. It's a science fiction movie about an alien race that lands in South Africa. And pretty much that they get apartheid in South Africa. It is obviously an allegory of how South Africa used to work.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It's action-packed. And again, with a super limited budget, the movie looks incredible. So I was very hopeful for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And still, my expectations were low. Because again, normally when the studio does not put a lot of faith in the movie with very low marketing, it's because what's coming down the pipe is not great. Went in. And I was so pleasantly surprised, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was watching, I was like, Jerry is going to love this film. And I also found out by watching the film, based on a true story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a human being that was a great player of the video game Gran Turismo,
mm-hmm.
which in the movie they go out of their way by saying it's not a video game but a simulation.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
the creator of the game made it so that it's more of a car simulation. And Nissan had a contest about, okay, we're going to bring the best video game players of this game. We're going to take him to, like, racing camp. And whoever wins the last race on that racing camp gets a spot on the Nissan racing team. And this actually happened.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a guy that did really well in Le Mans and a bunch of stuff. That was a video game guy. Great story.
And the thing is, of course, these days, I mean, it's not... That isn't sort of far-fetched, because in anything, it's probably gone the other way. Because these Formula One drivers now...
Yeah.
They spend so much time on the simulator.
On simulations, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these simulators must be so good now. But all the racetracks, everything. And they... and apparently, the top guy, not just on the track, but in the simulators as well, is... Max Verstappen.
There you go. Apparently, this game in particular, I've played it a long time ago, not mm-hmm. the new stuff, mm-hmm. and I've never played it with like a full on steering wheel and stuff because mm-hmm. they produce now nowadays.
Yeah.
But apparently, the creator was very adamant of making it as realistic as possible regarding the tracks, regarding how the car felt and mm-hmm. took the turns mm-hmm. and brakes and stuff. Like it's fascinating, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, let's get into it, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, directed by Neil Blomkamp, starring Orlando Bloom. We haven't seen him a lot since Pirates of the Caribbean. He was the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean. Opposite Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew the name.
Yeah, David Harbour, I think mm-hmm. it's pronounced.
That's where they put the ship.
Yeah, he is from Stranger Things, popular TV show. Yes. Yeah. And Archie Madde, I don't know how to pronounce that. How do you pronounce that, my friend?
Medquay,
is that it?
Medquay, yeah. Madkwe. Medquay.
Anyway, British actor.
With a name like that? Probably, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I know, right? Give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay, here's the plot. I'm just getting into into the vibe.
I love when... I'm assuming people hearing, like, here's the plot. 2 seconds of silence.
A pregnant pause to build up. So really something else. It was a couple of tracks I played. They actually had pregnant pauses in both the tracks towards the end.
Okay.
And to build up the expectations. Anyway, they'll probably be all rather upset now.
Yeah.
Based on the unbelievable, inspiring story of a team of underdogs, a struggling working class gamer, a failed former race car driver, and an idealistic motorsport exec, who risk it all to take on the most elite sport in the world.
There you go.
I did that quite well.
You did so well. The pause made all the difference.
Yeah, hang on.
Give yourself a clap. That's not the right one. Yeah, yeah.
I got two.
You gotta look for like a golf clap for those.
That is a golf clap.
That's a wow. I don't know if you've ever been to a golf game, but you cannot
can
cheer.
You, can you can you get clap playing golf?
Yeah, it's a little tap.
Oh, that clap.
So very,
sorry,
very, very formal.
I say.
Exactly. That's a,
well
that's,
done, old chap.
That's a golf clap there.
That's a golf clap. Oh, jolly good.
Let's go with it. Let's go with positives. No expectations, great outcome. First positive. As I mentioned, low expectations. Mm-hmm. I had a fall. Thrilling car racing scenes, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Blomkamp has a great way of shooting the cars in a specific way from the tracks.
What type of cars were they, by the way? There's the sedans, because you mentioned Nissan.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I don't know a lot about cars.
Yeah, well, they had bodies, they weren't like Formula One or...
No, they weren't Formula Ones.
Okay.
They do a specific one for Le Mans race.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh,
different.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And but there's Nissan, there's Ferrari, there's mm-hmm. Porsches, there's a bunch of cars. Special effects look fantastic. You and me have always talked about special effects need to look real. It cannot be so fake and CGI that takes me out of the film. In this movie, there's a couple moments that I kept wondering, like, how the hell did they do that? Because it looks so, so real. Great stuff. Archie, give me the last name again, my friend.
Matt DeQuay,
as Jan Martinborough, is fantastic. True pathos to the character. This kid, from the very beginning, you feel his love for the sport. You feel how much he's struggling with the fact that he is not considered a real racer because he comes from the sim part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You see his struggle with everything that happens through him during these couple of first things. Like, it's really well performed and great by him. No offense to David Harbour, but he is at his best playing the secondary mentor role. I say this because no real actor wants to be the second fiddle, but he's tried the lead thing a couple times and never really, like, pops.
You can get an Oscar for the best supporting act.
Yeah, but every actor aims high. I want to be the lead. I want to be the main guy in the poster. And David Harbour, as I mentioned before, has tried a couple times and not really made it happen. Never really popped. But as a mentor, as a secondary character, he's amazing. He's great. He has so much presence. He has so much physical performance into everything he does. His faces, his don't give a hell kind of mentality. It's great.
What part is he playing?
He plays the coach. He plays the principal engineer of the team. Okay. The car crash scene is epic, and the emotional toll it takes on the character is something I've never seen in a racing car movie before. There is spoilers. There is a crash. I think you can see it in the trailer, and they choose an angle to take that I don't know if it happened in real life. I didn't research it, but the angle they chose and how it affected the racer was something I've never seen before written. Like, I've never, like, normally in a race when a car crash happens, what happens to the racer in every single movie is like, oh, they have trouble getting back into the car, and they're like, in this movie, there's a little bit something different why he is so nervous. It's not because, oh, I'm going to be in a crash again, which is normally the angle everybody takes. And this one is different, and I was so surprised. Again, one of the main reasons I go to the movies nowadays, I want to be surprised. Give me something new. I've seen so many movies now. I know all the angles. I know all the storylines. Show me something I haven't seen. Give me something new written. And this does. I enjoyed it. The soundtrack is great. Great soundtrack. Very nostalgic. It has a bunch of Enya there. It has some Kenny G.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it has some Black Sabbath. It has a nice mixture. I really enjoy the soundtrack. The film never really drags. It never really slows down. It goes from the very beginning, the guys in the competition, the guys in the camp, the guys in the racing track, like the guys in the last race. It just goes bam, 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 bang. It's a two-hour film. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Casting Jimon Hounsou as the proud father is always a great idea. Jimon Hounsou is the guy from Gladiator. The Gladiator friend of Russell Crowe. He's also in, he's in a very popular movie. I'm right now blank. Blood Diamond. Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He expresses so much emotion on his face when he performs that as a proud father, you can't not empathize with him and completely be there emotionally with him when he sees his son on a race for the first time and stuff like that. It's really good, really good stuff. It really gets, really pulls on the heartstrings a little bit, which I know you hate, but I, you know, I love. So there you go.
We're going to take a break because you've only, I mean, negatives are negligible in your final comments. So we could just get rid of you now.
No, no, we take a break.
You know, no, we could take a break. That's good. That's good. I thought you'd say that.
From Palm Springs, reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the...
There we go. I do like that track. It goes back to 1988. It's a race, is what it's called, and it's by the Swiss electronic band Yellow. It was released as the first single off of their album Flag, and the single was initially released on the 11th of April back in 1988. I love it. I like that track.
There you go.
It's just two of them. They're a little bit like...
It's very background.
Swiss version of... actually, if you listen to that sort of last sort of instrumental
bit
there, that would be a good intro music for something like Formula One.
Exactly. It's a, it's a good background. I enjoy that.
But, yeah, no, very good. The Race. Yellow. Spelled Y-E-L-L-O. I think, yeah. Yeah, no W in there.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Oh, just isn't it?
There you go.
Right, so is the movie, for a change.
Yes. Question, before we get into the negatives.
Mm.
In the movie, they do speak a lot about how important Le Mans is, the race.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a lot about racing or the sport. Is it really the most important race in the world?
It's an endurance race. I mean,
it's 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right. It's a 24-hour race. It's an endurance race. I mean, I wouldn't say most important because there's so many different aspects of motorsport. I mean, it's difficult to say that, you know, the rest of motorsport's not based on that. But, you know, you find some Formula One drivers, I mean, they go on when they sort of retire from Formula One, they go into to that kind of racing. They're interesting cars because they're almost like Formula One cars, but with a bigger body. You know, they're like
So it's a step down from Formula One?
No. There's no such thing as a step down. Okay. It's just a different style of motor racing. It's more endurance. You know, a Formula One race will last maximum 2 hours. They can't go on for more than 2 hours. If they have sort of delays because of accidents and stuff like that, then the 2 hours is the limit. They won't let them race longer than 2 hours.
Because?
I guess because it's
too taxing on the drivers.
It's very taxing on the drivers. I mean, these things aren't exactly comfortable. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have, the suspension is so hard. You know, I don't know if you would, because last year, not so much this year, they've got over it. They have a thing. They changed the whole design of the Formula One cars at the beginning of the last season, and a lot of them suffered from what they call porpoising.
When
they go on the straight fast, the air was building up and the car would literally do this, porpoise like that.
Okay.
And that was very uncomfortable for the drivers. So hey, we're going to get back
lower
injuries
back stuff, yeah.
and stuff like that. But, as I said, there's so many different types of motorsport. None is better than the other. They're just different. I mean, I've been a Formula One fan most of my life. I used to go with my dad when I was a little kid and see people like Graham Hill and Jim Clark and Jack Brabham and all these guys racing at Brands Hatch. Now I'm really starting to lose my interest in Formula One.
Interesting.
It's...
Because?
I don't know. Since the Americans took it over, it's got bitchy.
I also think that what happened to Hamilton that year...
I'll never forgive that.
You were so upset.
I'll never forgive that. That was completely out of order. They broke the rules to do what they did.
To have a marketing thing.
Yeah. It was. It's this typical attitude, unfortunately. Right? It's
got to have drama.
The sport was pure. It was about the cars, the engines. Now it's about all the backfighting between the drivers and... And this is, you know, hasn't been helped by Netflix because
I'm going to say quote unquote fan because I haven't seen it because here's the thing about me in sports. I want to watch competitiveness. And when a sport is dominated by a person like Verstappen is dominating right now, I lose interest. Like, I know.
Yeah, but it's boring. Exactly. I mean, you know, when Lewis Hamilton, I mean, at least he would lose the occasional race or. But again, it was the same thing. Mercedes had the upper hand. Red Bull have got the upper hand at the moment, but it is making it incredibly boring. And I hate to say, but I personally don't like Max Verstappen very much.
And I have read a little bit that Alonso is having a great season, and he's
no. He is doing really well. It's so good to see
a bit of a comeback.
He's driving for Aston Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see Aston Martin, you know, come back up the four. And I guess the team that I would like to really seek, because they've had a tremendous history in
Ferrari.
McLaren.
They haven't been part of anything
in quite a while. But they're now coming back up. They're improving a lot. But they've won something like 20 championship titles over the years.
They were big. Yeah. Didn't Alonso win with McLaren?
I'm not really sure. I think Hamilton was with McLaren as well.
It might be.
And there was another team, Benetton, that used to race.
I remember that. That was Schumacher.
Yeah, you got free clothes.
What happened to that brand? Did that brand disappear?
No, I think Benetton and brand is still around, but they're not involved in motorsport. Anyway, let's look at the negatives, both of them.
Negatives of Gran Turismo, yeah. First of all, there's no real arc to Orlando Bloom's character. He plays the marketing exec, the guy who comes up with the whole idea for the contest.
Uh-huh.
And at the beginning of the movie, you assume he's going to be the evil exec that doesn't believe in the sport and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. the typical character. And he doesn't. He never plays the villain. He's always very supportive. Like, there's no real arc to him. He starts in a way throughout the film and finishes exactly the same way, which is kind of weird in a movie, especially for an actor that's kind of acclaimed. He's mm-hmm. an appearing mm-hmm. own guy. Mm-hmm. The second one, the romantic story brings nothing to the table. It's just there. It happens as the same thing with Orlando Bloom. They present a romantic interest for the main character, and there she is. She comes. They immediately have an attraction for each other. It all goes well. There's never a dramatic situation, and that's the thing about the movie. And maybe that's why it did not break any box office records or whatever. Because it's just focused on this, on the one guy, on Jan Martinborough.
Mm-hmm.
Every other single, him and his principal engineer. Every other character is completely one-dimensional.
Surely in this movie, there must be a baddie.
Technically, there's another racer that's a baddie. And he's kind of a typical antagonist racer in a film.
Oh, Max Verstappen?
Maybe. but and by the way, and I'm not against that, not having a real villain, because technically in the movie the villain is the
sport itself,
the sport and the character, the main character getting through this amazing stuff, like that's the story of the film. But having all these other characters around him being super one dimensional, like the proud father, the marketing sec, the girlfriend, like that's it. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that adds to the table from him. There's no, and I say this truthfully, there is no real, there's no change to the main character from any of these characters, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he starts with a mentality from the beginning and finishes the movie, and none of these, the girlfriend, the father, the marketing sec, have an impact on that mentality, which is weird. You want that. You want people to have influence on that character. If not, it makes no sense for the other characters.
It's a real story.
Yeah.
So they have to put it in. If it's real, it's real.
Fair enough. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Final comments.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun film. I am always a fan of sports movies, and Neil Blomkamp delivers a great one. Nothing I enjoy more than being surprised, and Gran Turismo and its plot devices were original and, dare I say it, surprising.
Good.
Yeah.
That's it then.
It's a fun film, man. Mm-hmm. I think, and for...
It's on cinema.
It's on cinema. I think you specifically should go and watch it. I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters. I do know...
It might be a long time because I don't think there's anything else in the pipeline.
Was going to say, there's nothing coming on. I have no idea what I'm going to talk next week. Uh-huh. There is really nothing coming on.
If you don't have anything to talk about, it's okay.
No. I have two more weeks before I go on vacation. I'm going to take advantage of it, even if we've got to talk. I got to be honest. I saw the new Netflix movie, Adam Sandler. You are so not invited to my bat mitzvah. I'm sure you've seen the trailer.
No, I haven't.
It's super fun.
Really?
I enjoyed it. It's a nice coming of age film.
It's a cut above the rest.
Nice. Good job. But,
now tell me, you saw Joyride.
I did watch Joyride. You recommended it.
Yeah, I mean, was it a good recommendation for you?
It was, listen, it is not really my cup of tea. The brand of humor, the type of movie, it's completely my cup of tea, but the brand of humor is very crass.
It's very, very upfront.
Yeah, it's very upfront. It is very in your face. And the first time it happens, you're a little bit in shock, and then you get like, okay, you get accustomed to what you're watching, and you start enjoying it more. But those type of jokes, I can enjoy one or two, but when it's like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're like, okay, I got it. I get it. These characters are super sexually active and super liberal, and I get it. But I did laugh aloud a bunch of times.
What was the rest of the cinema?
I saw it at home.
Oh, well, that's not
Simon, by the way.
No wonder. You saw it with your wife. What did she think?
She enjoyed it as well. Here's the thing, and you're right about one thing. Because I didn't see it in the cinema, you don't get that community experience of everybody laughing and you joining in, which adds to the comedies. Did you
let the dog watch it?
She was so appalled. She just ran away. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought the movie was original. I thought it is, for the times we are in, it's perfect. I don't know if it's going to garner a sequel or anything, but
no, I don't know. I mean, it's probably a one-off, but I mean, I thought the actors were well suited. I mean, I went because, you know, it's like, I don't like even playing a song on the program with the F word.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't think it's necessary. And, also, I mean, I don't know why there's so much offense taken with the word, because it's a word which is used more than any other in every kind of context. But there's just this thing about it. It's the same way as that, you know, sex is taboo.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even teach your kids sex because, oh no, you can't, oh, that's, oh, oh, can't do that. But why? You know, it's natural. It's so natural. And it's so important for people to know these things. And I mean, I went with the thing, I'm not going to like this if it's, you know, and like you said, you know, the first joke you went, oh, no, no. But then I don't laugh loudly, and I was in hysterics in some of the jokes. It was just so, so funny.
I have to say, the characters. The scene on the train where they're trying to hide the drugs. I probably laughed the hardest of the entire film.
That was so funny.
I probably heard the entire film.
No, the whole thing with... I mean, I just enjoyed it. I mean, I'd watch it again.
There you go. By the way, I have great news for you. I saw Blue Beetle, which is the superhero movie that premiered a couple weeks ago.
Hmm.
And the good news for you is, I was like, I think I am at an end with superhero films.
Were you growing up?
It's not about, it's the same thing with Gran Turismo. I am not surprised by anything anymore. It is a fine movie, but it's written by numbers. It's like, okay, so it's an origin movie, so this has to happen, and we have to have these kind of side characters to make people laugh, and we have to have this kind of villain, and we have to, like, it's a bing, bam, boom, it's right by the numbers. And that tells me superhero movies are in a state of flux that they need to, it's not that they need to stop, it's that they need to try to be more creative with the storytelling, because it is getting completely predictable to the point that I came out of the film like, eh, fine. Special effects were fun. There's a funny moments, cool action set pieces.
Why does somebody bring out a movie about somebody who sort of actually got superpowers because of something or whatever, but he's just a normal guy with superpowers instead of running around in a cape and tight underwear and things like that? Why don't they?
Well, technically, it's called John Wick. I think it's pretty much that's the film. And it's super popular. Mm. But again, it's and that's the thing. For example, John Wick. John Wick brings something new to the table. Give me something new to the table.
Well, the same sense of superpower. Are you a gamer? Do you play games?
Not at all.
No? Okay.
Not at all.
No, me neither. But I don't know, in Monte Plaza, there was a gaming shop.
Yeah.
And they have some consoles stuff, outside as well. But have you seen some of these models?
What do you mean, models? Like
the
toys?
Models of the actual characters that are in there. They're not toys. These things are about 2 foot high, some of them. And
I saw
they
one
are
of,
fantastic.
I saw one of the Joker, played by Joaquin Phoenix, in the film. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on that store.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly realistic. Oh, it's like body size. Ridiculous.
Anyway. We've got to go. It's been nice having somebody to talk to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, even if it was you.
I'll leave you a cup for you to talk to the rest of the show.
Andrea Salenti with us for this week's movie review. And that's brought us up to the top of the hour. So if you missed the muse, at 8, we got it for you again now.
Take care.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Gone, the changing of the autumn tide.
the hopes that live, the dreams that die. If I could have you by my side, I'd give it all away. You and I, we must hold on, we must try to reach beyond that far off path, along the road we're traveling now. If I could only show you how, I'd need you there with me.
Beautiful track from the Moody Blues, bringing us in musically to this hour this morning's program. It came off of the album that was the studio album, and it was called The Present, and that was released as a single, but it was only released over there in the United States. And the album has a track sequence which is designed to capitalize on the legacy of the more successful Long Distance Voyager, with Justin Hayward's songs at the beginning and Ray Thomas's at the end. In November 2008, the album was remastered and released on CD with two extra tracks on it. But there you go, Moody Blues. I must admit, strangely enough, at the time, I didn't really follow them so much, but in later years, really got to love their music. And there's one I keep mentioning, that play tracks from it on the program. It was an album called Blue Jays, and it was just Justin Hayward with John Lodge. It was when they were taking one of these breaks from being together. Probably not such a bad thing, probably. Anyway, it all worked out. But the Blue Jays album is amazing. And say that's just Justin Hayward and John Lodge when they were taking, I guess, like a sabbatical.
This is the moment we'll remember. Every day for the rest of our lives. Time may rush us, hurt or love us, but on this day we have arrived. It's been a long time coming, we've been in the running for so long.
That's what it was called. It's You're a Winner. And it's well, just called Winner. From the Pet Shop Boys. You're listening to us, The Breakfast Show, here on 89.3. Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. As I keep saying, it's great to be with you any morning, really. You can wake up. Right, let me see. Let me see what we got coming. I tell you what, let's take a look. We've got a good birthday here. This is a this is an interesting one. Agoston Harazathi. Harazathi, I guess that is. What an interesting name. Agoston Harazathi, with a Z in the middle. He was born in 1812. They made a good symphony then as well. The 1812 symphony. He was a Hungarian-American traveller. He was a writer, town builder, and a pioneer. A pioneer winemaker, of all things, in Wisconsin and in California. Now, he's often referred to as the father of California viticulture, or the father of modern winemaking in California. One of the first men to plant vineyards in Wisconsin, and he was the founder of the Buena Vista Vineyards in Sonoma in California. I've taken a trip there and enjoyed it very much. And an early writer on California wine and viticulture. Keep an eye on the time, 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. there we go, yes. Here we brought you Red, Red Wine. What a great track that is. Feel drunk if you play that a couple of times. Jerry Rafferty. This is another classic. Baker Street. The saxophone in that. I tell you what, there's a song that's got quite a bit of a history, in actual fact. Baker Street, and it was, of course, written and sung there by Jerry Rafferty. And it won the 1978 Ivor Novello Award for the best song musically and lyrically, and achieved high chart positions in the UK, the US, and elsewhere as well. And known also for that saxophone riff. Now, a bit of a story behind that was that it was a long time since Rafferty had recorded or released anything, basically because it was to do with the resolution of legal problems surrounding the breakup of his old band, which was Steeler's Wheel, and it was in 1975. In the intervening 3 years, Rafferty had been unable to release any material because of those disputes about the band's remaining contractual recording obligations. He wrote the song during a period when he was trying to extricate himself from the Steelers' Wheel contracts. He was regularly travelling between his Scottish family home in Paisley and London, where he recalled often staying at a friend's flat, where, well, in Baker Street, of course. This is what he's quoted as saying, everybody was suing each other, so I spent a lot of time on the overnight train from Glasgow to London for meetings with lawyers. I knew a guy who lived in a little flat off Baker Street. Oh, it wasn't Sherlock. We'd sit there and we'd chat or we'd play guitar there right through the night. Now, the resolution of Rafferty's legal and financial frustrations may have accounted, in actual fact, for the exhilaration of the song's final verse. When you wake up, it's a new morning. The sun is shining. It's a new morning. You're going home. And though Rafferty's daughter, Martha, suggested in 2012 that he could have also taken inspiration from a book that he was reading while he was travelling between the two cities. That was Colin Wilson's The Outsider, which was written in 1956, I think, and that explored ideas of alienation and creativity and the longing to be connected. Baker Street, recorded 1978, and that was at Mike and Richard Vernon's Chipping Norton Studios, which was in Oxfordshire. Know that part of the country very well as well. And all put on the album, which was called, believe it or not, yes, City to City. Now, I mentioned that saxophone riff which is in there, which is very, very popular. And the saxophone riff was by the session musician, a guy called Raphael Ravenscroft, played as a break between the verses. Now, Rafferty claimed that he composed the hook with the original intention that it be sung. But Ravenscroft remembered things differently, saying that he was presented with a song that contained several gaps. In fact, most of what I played was an old blues riff. Ravenscroft is quoted as saying, if you're asking me, did Jerry hand me a piece of music to play? Then no, he didn't. So there we are. Told you a bit of history in some of these songs. Amazing. Motown time. Brings back great memories.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day. Deep inside the
There we go. Yes, I feel a lot better after that. I needed that, my little Motown fix for today. Let's say a very good morning. Good morning to Cedric there. Cedric drops a letter, says, good morning, Jerry. And you asked if I could play one of two songs for you. And I decided on this one because it was easy for me to find. Most Said Artist, Eris 2.
Eres tú, como una mañana de verano, como una sonrisa, eres tú, así, así, eres tú. Toda mi esperanza, eres tú, como lluvia fresca en mis manos. Fuerte brisa, eres tú, así, eres tú.
Eres tú, como el agua de mi fuente, eres tú,
My love is your love.
It was taking it.
go, yes, and Whitney Houston there, and that's going on from Eras 2, which was for Cedric this morning. And that one, My Love Is Your Love, that was, say, Whitney Houston, and written and produced by Wycliffe Jean and Jerry Duplessis. And that was for her fourth studio album, which was of the same name, released in 1998 and released on June the 21st. Now, it was the album's fourth single. It received positive reviews and was successful for her worldwide, hitting the top 10 of 23 international markets. The song peaked number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 for, and number 2 on the United Kingdom charts, and number 1 in New Zealand, and later certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. And if you can hear that, wow, in the background, that's Lala the Parrot. She's in here. We got her up early this morning. Morning, Lala. Hola. Hola. By the way, along with the original mid-tempo reggae-influenced version that was produced by Wycliffe Jean, that one, a dance remix version by Jonathan Peters has also been released. A live version was included also on the 2014 CD-DVD release, Whitney Houston Live, Her Greatest Performances. So sad she's no longer with us as well. Sad situation, so sad, really, right across the board, isn't it? Because her daughter, very, very sadly, so went the same way. Right. This is Europe and Carrie.
You to cry with
a lovely song for you. Europe and Carrie.
When the lights go down,
bring us to the end. Thank you, Lala. Bring us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And a big thanks, let's see, who we've got to thank this morning. Well, poor Yasmin, she's still at home getting over her her virus. She seems to, says it seems to be a bit of a virus that's going around at the moment. And so anyway, keep well, Yas, get well, and look forward to having you back here in the studio. And she's still working away there on our social media and other bits and pieces as well. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, making her way back to the interior this morning to El Valle. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Over there, he's in Windsor. Yes, that's where the Queen used to live, now where the King is living. But he's out in the country at the moment, so there we go. That's where Neil is, in Windsor, and looking after Mum. And also big thanks go out to the boys and girls at Grupa Grotta. They keep us up and running here in the mornings. And let me see, what have we got for you tomorrow? Oh, but no, actually, because tomorrow is Thursday, believe it or not, already. And we would normally have Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. I know that he said the other week that he was going to be travelling on business, so he's not going to be with us. Tomorrow, it looks like another You, Me and the Music morning as well. So I look forward to that. And let me see, big thanks, well, and to you lot, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, Call FM. Back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned, don't go away. Two Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi, and plenty of great programming right through the day here on Cool FM. I'm going to have to disappear now and go and look after Lala the parrot, get her change, get her food, and make sure she's set up for the rest of her day. Anyway, remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we're back with you here on The Breakfast Show, please, 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 do it carefully, all right? What do we say I want to be doing tomorrow, 7? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.